A crisis is prompting a strong response from Chad's government. I'm Ruth Kramer, and this is Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University in Grand Rapids, Michigan. We're looking today at the reality facing believers in Boko Haram's territory these days. And on the flip side, we're also talking about Christmas parties and the difference they make. So let's get started. Enough is enough. After two Boko Haram suicide bombing attacks this week, Chad means business, says Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton.
The government of Chad has declared a state of emergency in that region right along the Nigerian border. This gives the authorities the right to restrict the movement of people and vehicles. It gives them the right to search homes and recover arms.
Since when is Boko Haram in Chad? I mean, weren't they in Nigeria? Well, they were, confirms Nettleton.
You have now Islamic State in Libya and Syria and Iraq, and now you have Boko Haram in Nigeria and Niger and Chad and Cameroon, and you have Al-Shabaab in Somalia and Kenya. All of these people working from the same playbook.
There is a remnant church in this region, and they're taking this fight to the heavens.
Pray for encouragement. Pray that they won't lose hope. Pray that they will have opportunities to be a witness for Christ, even as they're persecuted.
In Iraq and Syria, the church needs just as much prayer. The Islamic State's destroying church buildings and killing Christians, robbing believers of their security. Ironically, the church is more relevant now than ever before. Pastors are providing aid and shelter for fellow Christians. Open Doors USA is acting as a lifeline by providing the resources. But it is a daunting task. Could you lend your support? Find ways to respond to everything you just heard at missionnews.org. You're listening to Mission Network News. A generation ago, there was so much optimism to share the gospel. I mean, opportunities were opening up in all these closed countries. But today, that window of opportunity seems to be closing. Here's David Shibley with Global Advance.
Now we're facing this massive crisis of refugees brought on by the turmoil in the Middle East. I think it's one of the greatest humanitarian challenges perhaps ever in history, but it's also an opportunity for the church to rise to the challenge.
And so Global Advance is moving beyond just training pastors. The ministry is also helping them to meet people at their point of need.
So many of these pastors whom we are training for evangelism and discipleship are also facing upfront and personal the social challenges of their time. Particularly the upheaval of families and the displacement of believers by the tens of thousands and now by the millions.
So Every Child Ministries has this question. If $10 could make a difference anywhere in the world, why not use it for this Christmas? Mark Lucky says,
we have over 400 kids in our sponsorship program. Honestly, every one of them has a difficult life. And we do what we can all year to help them. But there's nothing harder for kids to go through than the Christmas season without being able to celebrate.
That's why ECM throws a Christmas party every year for the vulnerable and marginalized children that they work with.
Every one of our sponsored kids and our staff can enjoy a Christmas party, receive a simple gift, maybe a blanket, a dress, or a shirt. We tell them again the story of the baby Jesus and his arrival on earth. And you can only imagine how big the smiles are, how loud the laughs are.
Be part of those smiles by praying for an excellent Christmas. And with your support, you can introduce a kid to a relationship with Christ that lasts forever. And finally, there are a lot of reasons why people might be marginalized. No matter what their background, all vulnerable and hurting people need Christ. Crossroad Bible Institute, a prison ministry, knows this to be true. And they're making a difference. A few days ago, the director of CBI India baptized 8 prisoners. Many of them were former drug addicts, but they're finding new life through CBI's Bible training program. You'll find the details to get involved at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University. With all of the bad news you hear coming from the Middle East, it's easy to overlook God's work in these areas. But with your gift, I'll send you a copy of Brother Nathan's new book called Love Casts Out Fear. It's the story of a jihad survivor who shares his journey from revenge to redemption. Call us at 1-800-995 or click on the link provided at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.